In this weekly inspiration, we are having a discussion and an exploration about boundaries. And I'm Sandy Rakowitz and with Linda Tellington Jones. Do you want to talk about how that discussion started?
Yes. This morning, I did my Monday morning discussion with our German-speaking practitioners. And the subject that we had was the subject of what do we do when an animal says no, a dog or a horse or a cat? And this one statement was from one of my trainings, actually. Barbara Frazzle, who was in the training, wrote this beautiful piece. Every no from a horse is an opportunity for us to choose who we want to be. Acknowledging and respecting a no is one of the most important steps toward building trust and relationship with others and yourselves. And it's building a relationship, a connection to your dogs, to your kitties, to your horses, and to yourselves. And Sandy and I was sharing some of the concepts that came up from it, some of the examples of when learning to listen to hear, to respect when an animal says no, and then finding a way of exploring that possibility. What does it take in many cases to change that no to a yes in cases where it's important for the animal's health or safety? And then what Sandy said, which is a really good question, and this was actually addressed in the last word here, relationship with yourself. So Sandy, what you were thinking.
Yeah, just how important it is for each of us to know what's okay, what's not okay, in so many different ways. And as women, you know, Linda, we were talking about as women, there's... culturally, there's so much about giving, overstretching, not having, I don't know if it's a protection, but it's that sense of self where you know and can ask for what you need, that it feels okay, that, there's so much of our sense of worth and there's so much fear involved in that underneath, you know, this, the fear of rejection, the fear of not being in contact, the fear of somebody not liking you, the fear of somebody walking away, the fear of you walking away, you not, and all of the interplay, all of the back and forth, the contact and the communication that's needed in order to maintain the connection with yourself and the other while having a boundary.
And speaking of these boundaries, what came up was this idea that of daring to maybe open your boundaries a little and accept some help or some help from somebody else. That's what just came to me this moment, how difficult it is for someone to say, yes, I accept your help. I mean, I did this last week. My neighbor offered to help me with something I was doing. And I said, oh, thank you very much. I can do it. And I am so, that was a knee-jerk reaction. It would have been incredible if she would have helped me with this project. It was putting something up on the internet that I still haven't done because I really don't know how to do it. And it was a knee-jerk thing. Oh, I can do it. And we've discussed this a lot, and this is our tendency. Oh, well, oh, no, I don't need that. And that's a cultural thing. And that's why this idea of it started off with the boundaries, but it's the boundaries with ourselves, too. This idea, and we were discussing, somebody asks you, would you like to go to a movie, let's take it, with a friend, but you really don't necessarily want to go tonight. Maybe you want to do something else. But in order, this is the question, how do you say this without hurting them or making sure that looking at what it is that you need instead of pushing yourself to do something you'd rather not do. That's how this came up when we started talking about people doing things.
And I think about it back and forth with animals and with people, because I learn so much from that perspective of being able to know how to do that with an animal, and how it's a reflection of what's going on inside anyway. And, you know, when you can say no and be clear with an animal, for instance, good things can come out of that. It, you know, we have so many connotations about if you say, as a woman, if you say no, that means whatever it means. It can mean so many things for so many people. And what you were saying, Linda, there are times when for safety, for health, for behavior, where it's very important to have a no, and it's the quality with which we do the no, right? That's part of what you said was in your discussion this morning, you know, right? It's like I can be saying no and be fiercely in opposition with somebody and angry and mad and upset and sending somebody away. Or I can be no and I can say no and be no and feel very grounded and centered and be very firm. You know, I often have that image of like martial arts and warding off. And I think about, I also like to think about like when you're doing tea touches, and it's just a question that just popped into my mind. And I'm in the moment, not even sure how it relates, but there must be something in there.
There is something in there. And that's something that came up for me a little earlier, because actually, to relate it to the body in a way makes more sense. Otherwise, it's so, you know, nebulous. But what I was thinking is that for many people, they can't feel their body necessarily, so they only can feel deep work. If you don't hurt them or get deep enough to hurt, they can't even feel it. And this is really interesting, learning to dare to know what it is your body would like, mm-hmm. in terms of what feels safe to your body. And the only way we can do that is to explore the various types. So in terms of asking people, let's get down to T-touch. So you were working with somebody that you haven't not worked with before, and you want to know what actually feels right to them, because this is our interest. We want them to give us feedback. And so you say, so would you like, if I just say, how does that feel to you? Well, I don't know. But if I say, okay, here is a 2-pressure T-touch. Would you like that a little firmer or a little lighter? And whichever they say, you can say, I like it firmer. So you go from a 2 to, say, a 4, twice as deep. And then they can say, oh, that's great. Or, I'd like to try a little lighter. And then you go to lighter than the 2, what we call a 1. And this is real life. I forget now, this is really funny. Most people don't know what they like. So then I say, I like it. Should I try a little lighter? Well, maybe yes, maybe no, but yeah, okay, try a little lighter. And then you try a little lighter. And for some, wow, they'll say, that's really interesting. And for others, say, no, I prefer it firmer. And so this is the question in this, we started with this boundary thing, is knowing your own boundaries and knowing what it is that you would actually like.
I think it's such an amazingly important conversation. And for everybody to really keep reflecting on, like, what's okay and what's not okay. You know, boundary in that regard. I, as somebody who has worked with hundreds, thousands of people, you know, over the years, the number of people, men and women, who will just let you do whatever, even if it doesn't feel okay. And I use super light touch, you know, and most of the time, and check in with people. But we're so used to overriding and thinking that more is better and pain is better, and somehow being in pain when you're being worked on your body is somehow equivalent to better, and the way, you know, the way through is, if, what's that saying? No gain without pain?
No pain, no gain. No, that was something that years ago that was out on the Jane Fonda movies, and she changed after that. She absolutely came around from that. And this is a concept, and that's actually in Robin, my sister Robin's book, Wrap It Up For You, or All Wrapped Up For You, rather, talking about a 2,000-person study from the Massage Association, showing that actually they expected to find that deep, typical deep massage work would release oxytocin. And what they found, yes, it releases some oxytocin, but it mostly activated or released the stress hormone, the cortisol. And the most oxytocin was released from light contact, light massage, light contact like we use with T-Touch mostly. And so this idea that people let you do whatever, because they don't, I think they haven't been able to explore other possibilities. So if somebody wants deep work, as long as they're not, don't have fibromyalgia or not dealing with some immune system disorder, then I will do a few of the deeper touches, the 6 or sometimes more. If I feel that their body can maybe take a couple of them, a couple of these touches. And then I'll say, would you be willing to now find, just try a few of the lighter touches? And it's so rare. It's so rare that a person doesn't say, ah, I get it. Wow, I can actually feel more. But they won't be able to feel more if you don't first explore the boundaries and go to where they think they want to go first. That's kind of interesting, isn't it?
So what would be a quest, like a focus question for the week for people with this? We could go in a lot of different directions with it.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
Because it's what I did last week. I have been, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't sleep. And so I have been, I don't know if you can see this. So I have been starting on this side and just coming around, doing a circle and a quarter and just following around like this. And I was going as deep until I felt discomfort, which means I was like with a 4 or 5, it was like, it was uncomfortable at first. And so I just kept doing it anyway, duh. And then I thought, no, wait a minute. Because normally what I recommend is, okay, you go deep and then you back off a little more. So what I decided was, okay, I do 1 1/4 circle with a 2 or 3. This is just moving the tissue, actually. And then in the same place, go in deeper. And I did that, and I went all around this whole area. And I've been dealing with some candida, so I just wanted to talk to this area. But it's so interesting that I, in spite of all I teach, I was just going for the deep stuff. And it really worked then. After I used deeper touch, than to explore the lighter, because I knew what it felt like to go deeper and go really deep in this whole intestinal area. So explore, do some exploration. Then I came up to this, I don't know why I came to this area, and I was doing some, just sort of with the pads, the fingers, the first section of my fingers like this. And I found out, whoa, that's like with a 3 contact, this is like, it's a little uncomfortable under there. Then I got smarter and I went to a 2. So there was no discomfort, but I still kept working this area. And then today when I went back there, it's very different than the first time. I didn't have any discomfort here from a 3 pressure. Don't need any more than that there. But it's interesting that in spite of the fact that I know the lighter is better for me, that my body still insists at times on a deeper touch. How do you feel, Sandy? I know it.
Yeah, there are times, it's both. There are times when I really like a deeper touch, or I go in more than, you know, than my body actually wants, and have to go back. I'm aware as you're talking, because these are the weekly inspirations for our Heaven on Earth program. If you're not sure about any of the touches that Linda was just doing, or the pressure, or some of the terms that she was using, go back to your immersion program, because we go into very deep detail about working with many, 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 many different touches, and the pressure and the 9 elements and all of the different aspects about that Linda just went over fairly quickly. So I just wanted to point that out, that go back into immersion, and right at the beginning, we start working with all of those pieces in day one.
The pressures.
The pressures and so forth. And you can also go into the bonus section and click on I forget the title, but I know it's in the bonus section. There's you click on one of the titles, and it takes you into all of the different chapters of the T-Touch for You healthcare book. I think that's probably the title.
Well, actually, it's the video. It's the 2-hour and 20-minute video
it's broken into chapters with different touches, and it's very specific, just focused on the touches. So there's both of those. So just wanted to mention that.
Thank you. It was a good idea. Yeah. Because that was I expect you to read my mind, right? But yes, it's in the immersion, but let's tell you where to go to practice and find it. And come up with questions. Remember, any question like that you have, put it in on the Facebook group.
Right.
And ask the questions.
Yeah. And write, you know, in your journal, really encourage you to do this exploration. And to write about it, what you're finding in the Facebook group. So, because we all learn so much from everybody's sharing. I've learned so much from things that people have shared, and love hearing everybody's perspective and what they're coming up with, because the work is an exploration. And so.
It is an exploration. So, blessings. We look forward to what you come up with this week from inspiration and questions. And until next week, let's do some of these wonderful heart hugs and connect with all of you. And just let us send this deep, deep appreciation for the gifts in our lives. And I invite you to, with 3 tea touches, just count 3 blessings in your life and send that out to the planet, to the universe. And one of my greatest blessings is this really, for us, deepening and exciting opportunity to be with all of you online in this way, in this wonderful World Wide Web. Blessing.
Okay.
Aloha.